Hello.
Hello, is that Ross?
Speaking.
Hey, it's Matt Smith. How are you?
Yeah, not too shabby, thanks. How's yourself?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. That's the first time I've ever called a hotel room and they've asked me to confirm the name of the guest, and I thought, would you be under an assumed name?
It has been known in the past. Rather than the assumed name, like instead of having to check in under a different name, you can go as a silent guest. So if rather than you have to say a false name,
yeah.
It basically somebody goes, you know, asks for your room, they say, oh no, he's not here, does not stay in this hotel, and then the only way you can get through is if you tell them who's allowed to get through to your room. Yeah.
But if you're a silent guest, what happens if you get a noise complaint on you?
That's very true, actually.
Is the deal off then?
No, I think when you become a silent guest, it becomes physically impossible for anyone to hear you.
So you're in a padded room.
That's why rock stars trash the hotel room. They're not trying to be rock and roll. They're just trying to get some food. They're ringing down to reception going, can I get some room service? And they're like, oh, no, there's no one there. And so in the end, they end up throwing a TV out the window. That's all changed now. Nowadays, you only get those big thick tellies, you know, and they were, you could chuck them out the window and into the swimming pool and all that, whereas now it's all plasma TV, so you can just chuck them like a frisbee. There isn't the same satisfaction in being rock and roll, and then you've also got the, they're all hardwired into the wall, so, you know, if you want to be rock and roll, you've got to be a fully registered TV installation expert so that you can get the wiring loom out of the wall.
Well, I think I better start the podcast properly.
Okay. Sorry. Have you pressed record?
Yeah. Look, this has been recording, so...
We'll just keep that in.
Keep it in.
Me talking about, civil disobedience.
Yes. So, this is a podcast for Crikey, for those who are listening, and thank you, Ross Noble, for taking the time to join me.
Quite all right. So I like the fact that you specified it was a podcast for those listening. Because people who aren't listening, that information's irrelevant.
No, yes. Well, see, some people might listen in their cars and they'll just be confused and going, wow, they're going really off track on the ABC this morning.
That's true. That is very true.
So, you do need that bit of a disclaimer. So, no, this isn't live. But you're in Adelaide at the moment, and I assume you're over there for that comedy festival?
Yep,
Fringe?
The fringes are, to be honest, not that I've seen anything. It's a terrible, terrible situation. I'm playing out at the Theverton Theatre, which is it's kind of a rock venue, but it's on the outskirts of town, and all the fringy stuff's down the other end. So I've been doing the show, and because my show doesn't finish till like 10:30, sometimes later, it's I've been finishing going back to the hotel and I haven't seen anything. So it's basically I've all the upsides of there being extra traffic and loads of people around, but I haven't actually seen anything.
So you've just got to trust them on the fact that the Fringe Festival is actually on.
Yes, yeah.
But it's within plasma television throwing distance of your hotel, hopefully.
Very much so. I reckon I could... I could kill a juggler from my window.
That's good. Now, look, something that I normally ask my podcast guests is to, tell me about the show that you got coming up this year, but I can't do that with you because I assume that your planning for a show consists of a couple of words on a post-it note. Is that about accurate?
To be honest, that's...
That's ambitious?
That's very ambitious. It's all... It's all in my head, you know. It's all quite loose. I'm trying to think what would be. It's just whatever happens on the night, really. I had one of the funniest yet wrongest thing that's ever happened to me in my entire career the other night. Have you ever heard of Smiley Fritz?
Is that like a weird version of a cartoon version of Joseph Fritzl?
Yes, it is. That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
That was a guess.
yeah. Smiley Fritz. He's a cartoon. I don't even know what you'd call Fritzel. He was a horrendous monster. And he just turned up and knocked me into a cartoon cellar and kept me there again. No. Smiley Fritz is like, you know, I think it's, what would you call it in Stras?
Yeah.
You know, that sort of, that meat, that weird sort of artificial meat.
Yeah.
Somebody chucked that on the stage the other night, and it was like in a, like, but it's a face, a smiley face. As if South Australia hasn't got enough problems with everyone thinking they're murderers. One of their delicacies is basically human face. And so anyway, I was on stage, and I was wearing the face, this meaty face on my face, and I was dancing around, and some woman went, "You need sauce," like, you know, like as if you've got a human face. Ooh, what that needs is a bit of blood, right? So I was dancing around in front of this, and I thought she meant sauce, as in, you know, a bit saucy. And so I was dancing around in front of this woman in the front row, and I was waving this meat around, and she was just going, "Oh God!" And I went, "Give us your sunglasses." So I nicked her sunglasses and put them on over the meat. And then afterwards, she went, "I don't want them." And I went, "What's your problem? Is it that disgusting?" And the woman just, like a friend, went, "She's a Muslim."
Oh, no.
I was basically waving meat in the face of a Muslim.
Now, and just a disclaimer, when you say waving meat, it's a sausage.
No, it's like a slice of, it's like a sort of, like a...
Yeah, but it wasn't your meat.
Oh, no. Yes, okay. No, it wasn't. I didn't have my appendage out.
Right. Wow. So that went down well, I take it?
Yeah. So it'll be more of the same, be more of that.
Okay, so on a post-it note somewhere, you've gone, offend a Muslim. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a mission statement. It's like, what, you know, I didn't go out there and go, right, then, tonight I'm gonna offend a Muslim with some meat product.
Okay, so look, what I thought I'd do is, you're known also in Australian audiences for your television shows. Most recently, I think, was Ross Noble Goes Global, perhaps. Or was there another one after that? I don't know. I do remember that one.
Right.
So I thought I might pitch you some television shows, if that's okay.
Yeah.
See what you think here.
Now, bear in mind that these can be the worst ideas in the world, and they won't even come close to the actual TV show that I'm pitched on a regular basis.
Well, go on, fire with away. That build up, okay. How about Ross Noble goes to Chernobyl? So Ross Noble on his motorbike heading towards Chernobyl sees how far he can get before he starts growing extra bits of meat.
Yeah, that's definitely got legs.
That's got potential. Okay. Yeah. I've also got Ross Noble goes papal. Ross Noble gives up the motorcycle in favour of a Popemobile, goes around trying to... that could be dicey considering what the story you just told me. But at any rate, it could result in a new crusade with you gathering up what knights you can, say Sir David Attenborough, Sir Richard Attenborough, Paul McCartney, and, you know, new crusade. So that's Ross Noble goes papal.
Yeah.
Could be a bit dicey considering what you just told me, though. And my last idea is Ross Noble goes noble. And that could be one of two shows. One is of you trying to become a knight, and in ye old sense, or Ross Noble trying to recreate noble gases consisting of helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, and radon, using only foods, different foods, and his natural body gases. Or you can maybe combine those two.
Yeah, I think that's definitely got legs.
That one's got legs?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I did think about calling my show Noble Gases.
Noble Gases.
Yeah, you know, like gases on, like as in talk it. So. Yeah, but, yeah.
You could recreate it using foodstuffs. Adelaide sounds like it's going to try and start you doing that.
I mean, to be honest, that those are, like I say, those aren't even close to some of the mad stuff that gets my way.
So if I send these to your agent... You know, something could happen.
Yeah, quite possibly. Very, very possibly.
Come on, there's got to be enough ITV channels for something to, you know, get picked up. Paul McCartney's not doing much these days.
Oh yeah, I mean you'd easily get you'd easily round up some nights.
I think that would work well. I'd pay to see that. So when are you coming to Melbourne? You're going to be here for the comedy festival, aren't you?
Yes, I think it's the last week, last week of the festival. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That's right. Yeah,
I've got it here in front of me. You're on the last week of the festival in the Palais Theatre in St Kilda.
Yeah. There you go.
So is there anything you're looking forward to in Melbourne? Maybe perhaps seeing a couple of the shows.
Well, again, the show goes from 8 o'clock till late, so unless something's on it. Unless there's anything on in the afternoon or very, very late, I'll probably miss it. But, yeah, just, you know, I'm just looking forward to getting back to Melbourne. You know, it's always, you know, it's just, there's plenty going on. And I know Melbourne, so it's kind of, it's not like, you know, like I like Adelaide, but it's the sort of thing where if I go, oh, you know what I need to do? I need to get such and such. And then, you know, and then you realise that, oh, hang on, I don't know where that, and then you've got to go online, whereas in Melbourne, I kind of know where stuff is.
Yeah.
In fact, the other day, I needed to attach, I didn't have a bracket for my GPS, and I thought, oh, God, right, how am I going to mount this GPS? So I tried to find a shop that sold the bracket. Nowhere had the bracket, so in the end, I went to Repco and got myself, and I went in there, and I went, said, where would I find gaffer tape? No one went over there, so I went and got some gaffer tape. And I thought, oh, there's some cable ties over there. So there I am, just in literally just like in this Repco, just buying cable ties and gaffer tape. I've never looked more like a murderer in my entire life. And while here, do you sell any, do you got any plastic barrels at all? That, just smaller ones that, you know, say a man could handle on his own down some steps. Yeah.
And in the meantime, you know, you want to mount, you know, your GPS could help you with directions of where to find these things, but it's just sitting there unmounted, mocking you.
Exactly, exactly. There's nothing worse than an unmounted GPS.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your time, Ross Noble, and people can catch up with you during the comedy festival. It'd be great to see you.
Yeah, that would be delightful. Probably best to come and see me at the show.
Yes.
Because if I'm just followed around by thousands of people in the street, it might get a bit weird. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for your time, Ross.
All right. Take care, then.
Okay. Bye.
Bye for now. Bye.